Editor's note. This is a letter sent to Premier Doug Ford that the writer has asked also be printed by Sudbury.com. I write to you as a seasoned senior nurse of 37 years in Ontario. The majority of my nursing experience has taken place in critical care areas and still does. In the past and present nursing environment, there have been a plethora of changes in our world that every nurse has experienced, from treatments, medicine, diagnosis, etiologies, diseases, technology and so much more. Our vocation is one of constant change and learning and adapting. There is so much constant change that a person not working within the field of medicine, at the front lines, could not possibly understand and be aware of all the nuances on every level. In nursing, there is a demand that we constantly know more, learn more, upkeep high standards of care and best practice guidelines, literally save lives, comfort and keep the dying dignified, help patients convalesce and pull through some of the most difficult times in their lives. We must be able to recognize medical issues in a patient, many times before they happen, be astute and on the mark in order that we ensure the best outcome possible for any human life at any given time. We must change treatment direction at any given time and we are the eyes for the doctors. We work with extensive knowledge and the ability to work under severe pressures and ever-changing emergencies with patients on any given shift. Patients come in with all levels of medical severity and potential issues, many levels of mental and emotional status as they navigate their medical issues and fear the worst or are given the worst possible news at times. We, the nurses, help them and their loved ones the best way possible by caring support, knowledge and love. We work alongside doctors and other disciplines as a team. We are so knowledgeable in our care areas that we discuss patients and medical issues together, and we institute the plan of care and medicines while meeting the patient's basic care needs, along with everything ordered and directed by our physicians. We must know what we are doing, know the medicines, treatments, delivery, side effects and monitor the patient and everything we do. We, the nurses, ensure that healthcare delivery to the patient occurs properly with doctor's orders, policy and procedures and guidelines we must be knowledgeable of. The doctors trust us as we work with them and ensure the utmost safety and care is given to any patient. We are the frontline advocates for every patient we look after as we do our work throughout each shift. Nursing is not just one job. There are so many levels involved, so many adjuncts we must know and so much knowledge we must have. We work hard physically and emotionally, with any missed breaks daily, much time worked past end of shift. We go home tired, sometimes sad, sore and dehydrated. It's difficult to go home and be happy with our accomplishments, our devotion, pride in our knowledge, and smiling because we are beaten down by our own government that has no gratitude, no understanding and that has lied to us. Oh, the unsung heroes, you said. Yes, we took the challenge of COVID-19 and worked with the same passion and care as before this pandemic occurred. I don't need to speak of the sacrifices that we have all made with our families, and the level of risk we have been under in regards to our own health contracting this virus, not to mention staff becoming ill and loss of their lives. Yet, you repay us with Bill 124. How disgraceful and shameful of you. How can you not see that, Mr. Ford? Surely you have the ability to reflect on your decisions and what kind of impact you have made on the very people that are working their best and sacrificing themselves to get others well. This is why nurses are leaving in droves. There is no incentive to stay to continue being beaten down. Where is the incentive to keep highly experienced, hardworking and caring seasoned staff in our chosen field? There is none, and never has been. I have been doing this for 3 decades, Mr. Ford. Nursing retention right now is key first and foremost. New grads will come, but present staff will mold and train the new. Many changes over the years have already been done to attract people to take on nursing as a career. Time to shift focus. This is what needs to be done. Repeal Bill 124. Invest in our seasoned nurses with incentives at ages 55, 60, 61, 62 to keep them working and available for the new grads. Nurses should be paid for required, mandatory hospital education, rather than out of our own pocket as we always have been. Pay or offer grants and subsidies for continued education in the healthcare field, such as courses and seminars. The above will help retain our nurses and attract new people to this career. Keep your $5,000 Band-Aid for nurses, your government taxes will take a good piece of it anyway and it does not address the issues at hand. It is demoralizing to say the least, a shut up token. Mr. Ford, Canada will become like a third world country in regards to health and medicine without medical staff. Our hospitals could not function and our healthcare system will continue to implode. This will be on your hands. You hold mine and others' careers in your hands as well as the outcome for our sick and vulnerable. Thank you for your time. I sincerely hope you yourself read this and take great thought over it. I would expect you to do that and not an assistant. I don't want to hear from an assistant. I want to hear from you. Jacqueline Squarzolo, Greater Sudbury.